greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He indeed is Lord. And how are you guys doing out there amidst all that takes place in the world and all the craziness and the ups and downs of worlders losing their minds while the world continues to stagger to and fro like a drunk man? We, the children of God, continue to move forward in the things of Christ, knowing that he that began a good work in us will carry it on to completion, knowing that he that started his work in leading and guiding us through the valley of the shadow of death, that we don't have to fear any evil, because he is with us, he is leading and guiding us, he is protecting us, he is showing us, he is with us. And you know, it's an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing to be marked for God, to be marked for his purposes, to be marked and set aside at such a time as this in the earth to be a part of his plan and purpose. So, now, knowing that you are his, how now do you live? Well, we don't live in distress like the world lives. We don't live perplexed like the world is. We don't live in confusion like the world is. Rather, we focus ourselves. We discipline ourselves. We commit our ways, our actions, our thoughts to the living God and let him direct our day-to-day while we're here in this life. Not caught up in the way that the world is going about things. Because truly, the world has no answers. It's full of distractions. It's full of just things that will take your attention one way or the other and try to keep you occupied and engaged in things that are meaningless, that have no reason, have no significance whatsoever. Instead, as you quiet yourself before God, he will quicken you. He will show you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will... there will be that leading of the Spirit of God that will show you what to do, even in this day, even in this moment. In this moment, the place of peace is in your step and in your walk with him. The place of fulfillment is when you listen to and obey that voice of the Spirit of the living God. When you wake up in your days, just seek him. Because as you seek him, he's going to direct that day. He's going to direct the activities of that day. You know, a lot of the things that are going on around us are confusion. The world is already in the middle of a lot of confusion. And it's only continued to escalate as time goes on. The confusion is just going to continue to increase. So if you allow the world and the thoughts of the world and the priorities of the world to be your paradigm, you are going to go with them into their confusion, into their delusion, into their struggle, into their paradigm. Whereas if you will trust God, and if you will take his direction and his directive in the things that you do in your day-to-day, it's going to result in peace. It's going to result in activities that are going to bring fulfillment. It is going to result in your existence being in line with God's plan and purpose for your time in the earth, as compared to worrying and being perplexed over all kinds of things that really don't mean anything. You know, I put up some time back, I believe it was on the Facebook page for Faith Mix, that that cover of that one book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Is Coming in 1988. And I bought that book. I bought that book probably somewhere 2000 and something was the year, but I found it in a bookstore. And I think I requested it or I bought it, but I remember it was like, I gotta buy this book. And there was that, you know, you think about it, going into that year and all the ways that people had built themselves up and amped themselves up for what they believed in their own mind would be certain events that would take place. And did they take place? No, not really. But, you know, man in his own thinking had this idea and this concept of what he thought God should do, how he thought God should do it, and that he believed that he was so smart that he figured the whole thing out. Now, there's some interesting Bible study in that. Ultimately, the thinking behind that book was that Israel was formed in 1948 and 40 years for a generation, so 1988 should be the year that Jesus would come back, was the thinking that was in that book. I think I just glanced through it a little bit, but I say this just to say that there's man is always going to be going all over the place with his thinkings and his desires to try to figure things out, to then try to control. And for you, my brother, for you, my sister, instead of control, for us, we flow with God. We know the one that is in control, and we allow for things to be what they are. We hold nothing in our heart against anyone, and we forgive, because just like Jesus, when he prayed on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they do. And, we know that most of the people in this world are crazy, because if you've gone the way of the world, it will inspire insanity in a person. It will inspire a split and a double-minded person, and they will be torn even within. So they don't know what they do. So we know that with the attacks that come from the worlders and the attacks that come from those that are on that side, they come out of a place of them not even knowing. They don't know themselves. They don't know who they are in this life. And they attack you because you are on the side of truth. You are a child of light. You are walking with Christ, and you know his voice. And because you know his voice and you represent the kingdom of God in the earth, they treat you just the same way they treated Jesus. Now, that treatment doesn't go on forever, but that's one of the things that we face while we're here. And they do so to their own hurt. They do so to their own destruction. They do so to their own pain and their own suffering. But God has us here not to be a punching bag, but to be a witness. We do experience some things while we're here, but even with that, we bring that back before the Father, and God will walk you through so many of those experiences. Now, as time goes on, we also get discernment. As time goes on, we also get discretion. As time goes on, we also learn how to navigate through this life and to be quick to respond to the way that God is working, and not to be just a target for no reason. That's a work of the Spirit of God in you. And that discernment and that quickening of the Spirit of God and those life experiences that you and I have had along the way are going to be part of what is going to be incredibly valuable in the time we're now coming into. Because as we move into this current season and this current paradigm, it's going to require for flexibility. It's going to require for being nimble, knowing the voice of the Spirit, knowing how to respond, doing things in a different way. And the only way that you can do that is you've got to know the voice of the Spirit for yourself. You can't do that the way that the world works, because the system of the world is failing. The system of the world is falling apart. The system of the world is not going to last. So as the system of the world collapses and comes down, the child of God that has listened to the voice of the Spirit of God will be in step with God and will not be in their destructive places. So even as the children of Israel were instructed during the time where Moses was there, and telling Pharaoh, let my people go, when those plagues came, there were some very clear instructions that were given. And if the children of Israel didn't follow the instructions in the Word of God that were given during that time, the way that God was giving them out, they too would fall prey to the plagues that were coming on Egypt. So if they didn't put the blood, for example, on the doorpost of their houses, they too would lose a firstborn. If they were in the wrong place when a plague was coming down, they too would suffer loss. So you don't want to be among those that dismiss the voice and the quickening of the Spirit of God in such a time as this, because if you do, you're going to be in a bad spot. Rather, you want to listen to the way that God is instructing and instructing His people. You want to know His voice, find and know the instruction of this day, and move forward in that. I mean, I even see right now with some of the things that God has me doing, how it's very contrary to the way that a lot of other people would think or the world would work, but I can also see how God's hand is in that, and I can also see that there's some purpose in the way that God is having me structure my life for time to come. So that being the case, okay, I'm just going to flow with Him in that. I'm not going to try to analyze it much more than how God is just working with me and just saying, okay, Lord, I want to be in step with You. You want to be in step with Him, because just the same way that He would instruct me to do certain things based on the call and the plan and the purpose that He has for me, He's going to instruct you. And this is where the individual needs to know the voice of the Spirit of God for themselves. You can't do this for someone else. Each person needs to know His voice. This is part of the responsibility. This is part of what freedom is to know the voice of your Creator for yourself and to walk that out. I know there's some of you that just would love for me to just tell you, here's what you're supposed to do. But sometimes that's not what God wants. He doesn't want you looking to a person. He wants you to look to Him. He wants you to get your instruction from Him. He wants you to learn the voice and to learn how to respond to the voice. He said in His Word that His sheep know His voice. They won't follow another. God wants you to know His voice and to follow Him. Fear the Lord and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. God wants you to know Him, to fear, to love, to watch, to let it be your delight. And as you go forward and that's your delight, there's going to be all these blessings that follow you. See, the truth of the Word is still remains, even in the time that we're moving into. Every promise of God remains. And so as you follow Him and as you trust Him, those promises are going to be manifest. No matter what the time is, the promises of God are manifest. So sometimes He's going to give you some natural instruction. Listen to that instruction and go forward in it. Sometimes He's just going to quicken you in that moment, and you just need to follow and to respond. Sometimes God just wants you to pray. And as you pray, things change. So the need at such a time as this is to just be in step with the Father. This is a time like no other. You know, this is a time of incredible transition. And it is something different than anything that you've experienced in your own life thus far in the earth, for sure. So this is a time like no other for you and for your life experience while you're in the earth. So why not be on full bore and on God's page in such a time as this? Yes, there's things going on. There's natural situations that need to be dealt with. But with each thing, put it before God and let Him give you a clear direction on what to do. Recently, while I was back in Sri Lanka, and I'm back in the States right now, but recently while I was back in Sri Lanka, there were some things that just needed to be dealt with. And God showed me this, and this courses of action for, you know, several areas of life. And I did that. And once I was done with that, that was it. And there's peace, and there's direction, and there's clarity. And there's times where we build things up, and there's times where we close things down. But none of it do we hold in our heart. None of it do we try to maintain and keep. And no, you don't need that. What you need is the voice of the Spirit of God. What you need is God's direction. Because everything else here, you're not taking any of it with you when you leave this life. You just need to know His voice. And you need to be on His page. You want to be exiting this life when everything's done. You don't want to be recycled into this thing. You don't want to be having to come and be bound to this world and the slavery of this world system. No, you want out, and you want to be free, and Christ Jesus has set you free. So following Him is the path of life. Following Him is the path of redemption. Following the voice of the Spirit of God is to submit to His Lordship, His leadership, His guidance, His plan, His purpose, His direction, and all that He intends for you. So in Jesus' name, I bless you in that journey this day. Just want to encourage you guys, don't lose heart with the things that are going on around. Rather, trust the Father and trust the way that He speaks to you. He knows, and He is definitely in control in all that's going on. And I know I talked about this one recently, but just for the sake of putting it on one of our audios again, let me see here. Let's go Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And Solomon, after all that he went through, and trying everything the world had to offer, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." And jump to Psalm 112, and keeping that language in mind, it says, verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighteth greatly in His commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish." And that, my brothers and sisters, is our promise in Christ. So we know that everything that the world has and everything the world has to offer is meaningless. But for the man that, and the woman, that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments, there are sure promises and sure blessings and sure and wonderful things that are part of our inheritance now. Right now. So move in the promises of God. There is no fear for us of evil tidings, because our hearts are fixed and we trust in the Lord. We're established, and we are in a position of strength, and we go from glory to glory, strength to strength. We're in a position of strength at such a time as this. So we love you guys. God bless you. Move in the reality of who you are in Christ Jesus. We'll talk to you soon. All right, God bless you. Bye.